from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast. Right,
tomorrow's draft night, man. The Rockets picking third. It's not their pick. It's Brooklyn's pick. Brian Windhorst of ESPN tells you Rocket fans out there, don't get too comfy with them having this third overall pick right now.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that anything is guaranteed. That said, McMahon, the Rockets are being active, and it looks in the conversations that I've heard about that they're looking to, you know, move out of three and maybe even stay in the lottery. But no matter what they do, they are looking to acquire a veteran player that is going to immediately help them now.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they're a young team. They picked two guys in the first round of each of the last three drafts. Now, that said, I really like this Reed Sheppard from Kentucky. He's actually one of these guys. He's one of the few guys near the top of this draft that I've watched a lot of this year, because so many of them are overseas guys or don't play for marquee teams, whatever the case may be. But the Rockets moving off of the third pick, and we've heard stuff, Seth, that there are teams, a lot of teams looking to move up to three just to get in front of San Antonio at four. And not kind of, because San Antonio's picking fourth and eighth in this draft, so there's a lot of maneuvering there. People wanting to, even though the Spurs aren't a good team, I think they're a respected front office still. So the Rockets moving off the third pick to perhaps get a star player or at least get a little older as a team. Marcus Smart, the one deal that I've heard Memphis moving up, Marcus Smart and the ninth pick to move up to three. be kind of fun having Marcus Smart on the Rockets. That would be good.
Yeah, that would be, look, I think, how do you trust Rafael Stone at this point when it comes to draft dating maneuvering and his draft picks in general?
I think it's hard not to trust him. We just talked a couple days ago, or yesterday I think it was, about the Rockets, you know, but just by value, by sheer value, they've drafted better than every other NBA team over the last 3, 4, 5 years.
I think one of the bigger things, I think, when it comes to the Rafael Stone and Udoka combo is the fact that they were able to, like, what they saw with Dylan Brooks and, you know, maybe some of what we might have feared in the public or what other people might have had their doubts about Dylan Brooks coming. Like, they I feel like they've got a good pulse for finding the right balance on the types of guys you want to have on a team.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you got a team full of Dylan Brooks, that could be a bit of a mess. If Dylan Brooks doesn't have the right attitude coming in, that could be a bit of a mess. I mean, that was a point where his previous employer just flat out said they didn't want him on that team no more after all the drama that had unfolded in the playoffs the year before. So I think it takes the right coach and the right situation, and not all teams could have gotten the same type of, like, that the same blend of either just, you know, play and attitude out of Dylan Brooks. There's kind of a sweet spot.
Yeah.
There's a Draymond Green effect when, you know, okay, Draymond Green might not have been the best place for a lot of teams in the NBA, but because Steve Kerr and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and everybody else were just, it was the right mix for them. I think that's how the Rockets ended up being with Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, this team needed some of what Dylan Brooks brought to the table. I don't think it's a coincidence that this is a Rocket team that for a period of time in the second half of the season seemed to get into scrapes every single game, and I'm fine with it. You know, like, they showed some toughness.
Udoka was all about it.
Yeah.
Udoka was like an old school coach that wants his guys to fight every now and then.
D'Amico's like that too. D'Amico, they're very similar. They're the different personality types. You know, D'Amico, I think, is a little more extroverted than Udoka. Is very subdued, it seems. A little quieter.
D'Amico does a really good job of, it's a combination of coaching platitudes and chuckling that keep people from realizing that he actually wants his defense to be assassins.
Yes.
D'Amico has a bloodlust about him that nobody would ever pick up on because he's just so pleasant all the time.
That's right.
Udoka, it's a little bit more obvious, like from the glare and the menacing scowl and stuff like that. It fits a little bit better. D'Amico does a good job of playing both sides.
He does.
It's not hypocritical. He'll tell you about it directly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because he does it with that pleasant smile and that chuckle that people don't pick up on it.
That's right.
It's very cool. I shouldn't even be talking about
it. Yeah,
yeah. I don't want anybody else to pick up on it.
You're giving away all his tricks. Tim McMahon, ESPN. This was interesting yesterday. He was on with Windhorst and said he's not so sure that the Rockets' two young stars, Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, will both be here long-term.
I don't think both of those guys are going to be long-term fits. In other words, I don't think they will have the two of them. Maybe it's one or the other. Maybe it's neither. I don't think both will be there. And Şengün is another fascinating case because great numbers, you know, borderline all-star case. They did play their best basketball when after he got hurt. I don't think it's fair just to call that cause and effect, but there are some fit things. Like if he's on the floor,
it's something to consider if he comes to the table and says, I'd like a max contract, please.
Right. If he's on the floor, you have to run the offense through him and build the defense to protect him.
This is the more interesting storyline to me, Seth, with this team than what do they do with the third pick, is how do they feel as an organization about these two guys, Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün? Because there's a lot of truth available to the Rockets this summer because both guys are eligible for contract extensions, you know? And so if they're not extending one of them or both of them, then clearly they're still in a wait-and-see mode, or they haven't seen what they need in order to max the guy out or give him a big contract. If they only do one and not the other.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Boy, that gets really, really interesting. Especially if it's Jalen Green, who to me hasn't done as much as Alperen Şengün to warrant giving a big contract. I mean, McMahon outlined it right there. Şengün was a borderline all-star this year. Jalen Green had one good month.
Right. And it becomes, okay, what's the upside and the ceiling on Jalen Green?
Yep.
And then also the developmental side. And these are some of these things I think only Udoka knows probably is really okay. And I know nobody really wants to be talking about the developmental side when those guys get to where they are in their career, and yet I think it's still valid.
You're only 21.
What's that? I know, but exactly. But because the contracts don't match up with the ages anymore,
right?
And you start thinking after a guy's been in the league for a few years, well, he's shown what he is. But they've only been with Udoka for a year, and I don't want to give them a complete pass on the first couple years of their career, but in some respects, in terms of, yeah, just learning how to be a more complete NBA player and how to make it work with different styles and everything, I do feel like, yeah, they're still on the developmental side there. I think the organization, given the way that Udoka did a lot of the things in the right way last year where you had to, you know, walk before you can run in terms of some of the things he was asking his team to do, I think that they're still more bullish on the developmental side of those guys and that you can, it doesn't have to be, no, we're shoving a square peg into a round hole.
Yeah.
It's a matter of just getting more full team basketball out of both these guys.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To your point, Toronto, the big story yesterday, the Toronto Raptors are getting ready to give Scottie Barnes a max deal. He's their best player. And he was in the same draft class, if I'm not mistaken, as Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün. They're getting ready to give him 5 years, $250 million. They won 25 games last year, Toronto. You know, do we really know how good the guy is? If he's the best player on a 25-win team, it's
scares
you're right.
The hell out of me.
Yeah, the ages don't line up with the contracts. That's a great point. Here's Kelly Eco on the Athletic Basketball Podcast saying along those lines, the Rockets don't feel like they have an A1 star on their team right now.
They don't feel like they have a star. Yeah, they have good players, but they're still looking to see if either of these guys, either Alperen Şengün or Jalen Green, can be that guy. And up until this point, they haven't really.
Wait, they don't really feel that way about Şengün? He was crazy.
No, in terms of like an A1 player, like they don't have that yet. They don't think they have that A1. He can still
they
be a
like
B2.
Maybe like a Sabonis, like a number two guy, whatever.
Right, someone who's going to be a really good player, but can he be a guy that can take you from 41 to 50 wins? You know, that's right. What I'm saying. So, and that's why you kind of see them wanting to stockpile assets to go and get that kind of guy to help these kind of players because they're still young.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that that guy exists. It's available to the Rockets. I saw some Paul George rumors yesterday. You know, yeah. Does Paul George all of a sudden make this team a 4 or 5 seed in the Western Conference and put you in the mix? I at this age, I mean, Paul George got drafted in 2011, if I'm not mistaken. Like, he's an older player, an old player. I don't know, man. Like, they may not feel they have an A1 star, but you got six guys, six young guys that you've drafted in the first round the last few years.
Tell me yes or no. Yeah. Based on likelihood, and would you want them?
Okay.
Kevin Durant.
Sure.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and all this depends on what they cost, but yes. Yes.
Mikal Bridges.
They've toyed with that before. Sure. I mean, if it doesn't cost too much, yeah. I don't want them swapping all their draft capital for Mikal Bridges. No.
Brandon Ingram.
No, I'm not a Brandon Ingram guy. I don't think Brandon Ingram is an A1 star in the NBA. He's not even the best player on his own team in New Orleans right now.
As we all remember, Kevin Durant did once proclaim Houston his city, and can they bring him back to his old stomping grounds?
His old stomping grounds, man. Yeah. All right, draft tomorrow. Draft tomorrow and Thursday. Boy, round two on Thursday. That should be a humdinger, the NBA draft on ESPN. All right, up next, CJ Stroud. Who did he do this interview with, Seth? Who is this with?
Ballogy, which is it's some new social media app for youth athletes that CJ Stroud is doing some work with.
What makes Houston better than LA? Straight from CJ Stroud. That is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.